Yeah, my name is Benjamin Prieto. I am 15 years old, and today is Sunday, June 9th, and I'm here speaking with Dora Esparza, who is my grandma. And we are recording this interview in Southgate, California. Okay, so are you ready to begin? Yes, okay.
What? I'm your great grandma.
Yeah, my great grandma. Okay, so first question is, how was it trying to support your kids like growing up?
Very hard.
Yeah.
I had my first child at 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I had another one 2 years later. And a year later, I had another one. So having three kids when you're 19 years old, that's very, very hard.
Yeah. Okay, so next. So, what's the craziest thing you had to do like to support your kids growing up?
The craziest thing is working at night, getting off at 6 o'clock in the morning, trying to drive home, and falling asleep while you're driving. Then getting home and trying to get your kids together to send them off to school. So then getting a couple of hours and going back to school, to work. And doing it all over again. That was crazy.
So, how was it like with your parents growing up?
It was good, but it was hard. My mom did not work. So my dad had to support 15 kids. That's including me. And I would imagine because I had four kids and it was very hard for me. I cannot imagine 15. So, we had a lot of beans, rice, and tortillas. We never really got to go out to eat. It was too hard. And now I understand it. I didn't understand it back then. So we never got to go to McDonald's. We never got to go out so much. But my dad would take us on trips to see his mom in Mexico, which was made it very nice. We finally got to have a little vacation.
Is there something you wish like you could have done like differently when you were like raising your kids?
I wish I would have had more education.
More education.
So that way I would have had a little bit of insight on other people's views about raising kids. My parents would spank my brothers. I didn't get spanked too much. I think my whole life I got spanked maybe one time, but I deserved it. I beat up my best friend, so because she liked my brother, and that was not okay. Anyway, that's besides the point. That was something crazy I did when I was a young little kid. So, education. I wish I would have. That's why I think I shouldn't have had kids so young. Because I'm missing the education. I think I would have believed, like my daughter believes now, in the no hitting. I don't think you should hit your kids. But maybe one little slap on the behind. They deserve it sometimes because they get kind of a little arrogant. And that puts them back in their place. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the next question. Yeah, how was it growing up with your siblings?
Oh, I told you. I already told you. It was, you know what? It was very good, but there was only four girls and 11 boys. So I really had to be a tomboy. But we would put like old mattresses behind the house and we'd jump off the roof onto them. I would make mud pies and I would make my brothers eat them. I mean, literally, I made them eat it, because if not, I would beat them up. It was good. It was good having a big family. I only had four kids, but I really aimed for having six, and I couldn't. So I like big families. Mm. I still talk to my brothers, and they still remember I used to beat them up. So, it was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun. At night when I was cold, I used to put my cold feet on my sister's back. Having so many kids, you know, you don't have a bed to yourself. Two or three people have to sleep on the same bed. So I used to sleep with one of my sisters, sometimes two of my sisters, so. And I think I did that on purpose, putting my feet on her back because she didn't like it. And then we would start fighting, and then we'd end up hugging and talking. And so it was fun. It was fun.
That's nice. Okay. Next one. Do you miss your parents?
Very much.
Yeah. What do you miss about them? It's okay if you don't want to talk about it.
It's hard to talk.
Yeah.
Because I miss them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I miss them because when you're young, you don't know how your parents want to do the best thing for you. I wish, but I guess that's not possible. To know back then when I was young what I know now, and you know your parents did the best they could with the education they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think parents do the best with the information they have. So I think parents now need to pass on some information early, and you can't make your kids take the information. You can't make them, but at least they're thinking about it. Like, don't do drugs. Mm-hmm. My parents said, my mom and my dad said, she didn't want it. The only thing, two things he didn't want. He didn't want any thieves, and he didn't want any drug addicts. He says because drug addicts become stupid. And thieves become jailbirds. So both of them are ignorant. So thank God all his 15 kids grew up. And thank God that I learned a lot from my parents. And I do miss them very much. But it's okay. I know they're in a better place because they worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
They had to raise us 15. And my sister died. The one next to my age, 1 year younger than me. She had 5 kids and my parents had to raise all 5 of them. So my parents raised a lot of kids. It was hard on them. And may God have them in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Next one. Yeah, what's your favorite childhood memory?
I have a lot of them. When I used to go to Mexico, my grandparents lived in the big city of Mexico City. So they had a big condo, and we would go next door to the little stores, and oh my goodness, $1 from here was like $12.50, $20 over there. So you could buy a lot of stuff over there with a little bit of money, because you know I didn't have much money. So that's very good. And then I have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I remember at Christmas time, of course, my parents couldn't afford to get us Christmas stuff. But one year I got a big old doll. I don't know how they did it, but they got us Christmas stuff. That was very nice. And, I told you about the incident. That one scored my life for always, when I beat up one of my best friends because she said she liked my brother. I said, she can't like my brother. And I beat her up, and my mom pulled my hair, put my head in the tub, and washed my face because I was, like, very mad. And I told you, I used to make my brothers eat mud pies. I told them they were very delicious. But I never ate one of them. So I don't know how I came to that conclusion. They were very delicious. I have a lot of memories. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. My sister, guess what she did?
What'd she do?
She burned my butt with the coffee pot. Because I said she had to help me wash dishes. She says, no, I'm not. I said, what you going to do? I didn't know she was going to go get the coffee pot and burn. But then I told her to turn the oven on. And I said, turn the knob first and then put the thing. And it blew up. And all her eyelashes got burnt and her eyebrows. She didn't have any eyelashes or eyebrows for a long time. It's funny now, yeah. But you know I got it again.
Yeah.
See? You can be me when you're little.
Yeah.
Anyway, my goodness. I have a lot of memories. A lot of memories. Oh, my brother, remember I told you my dad didn't want any thieves. My brother stole the chocolate from the store. When he came back, they took the chocolate back to the store. Then when he came back, he took my brother in the garage. He said he was going to hang him because that's where he was going to end up, in jail. And they were going to hang him for being a thief. And we were all crying. So that was, I'll never forget that. I was so scared, and I kept telling my mom, tell him not to kill Ishmael. Please tell him not to kill. Don't kill Ishmael. He's my favorite brother. I didn't have a favorite brother, but I said he was my favorite. Anyway, but I guess he was my favorite because he's the one that's always calling me. Anyway, next.
Okay. So next one. So, well, I mean, it's how many siblings did you grow up with? But I mean, you said.
I already told you.
Yeah, 15.
15. Uh-huh. 11 boys, and there was 4 girls. Uh-huh. We had 4 girls.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is Okay. So here's the last one is Do you regret anything, like, from your past that, like, you would like to change?
I don't regret having my kids early, because now they're grown and I get to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And I get to enjoy my, but I do think that you should wait a little bit, because it was ridiculous. I was a kid having kids. Mm-hmm. That was not okay. And it was okay because, thank God, I was mature enough. And my husband, your grandpa, your great-grandpa, he was 30, so. Thank God he had some sense. And I tried to have some sense. Mm-hmm. To bring up my kids, and I guess what I would change?
Yeah.
I think I should have went back to school earlier.
Earlier?
Yes, I did go back to school, but it all started kind of late. Mm-hmm. So I think I would change that. I would go back to school. When you're young, you think that school is forever and you're never going to finish. But it's not. It passes so fast and you go through school so fast. But it doesn't seem like it when you're mm-hmm. young. Now, the years go by very fast. Right now, it's half the year is gone. It'll be Christmas time. So I think I would get school out the way early. Mm-hmm. Get it over with, because school is something that you're going to have your whole life. And you never stop learning. You always have something to learn. So there's room. You already have some knowledge. And sometimes when you talk to people, and so you can always tell who has schooling and who doesn't. And it's good to have school, so you'll have make some kind of sense when you're talking. And you know what you're talking about. I guess I would change that. I would have mm-hmm. finished school earlier in life. Then I could have gave my kids a little more better life. Mm-hmm. But their life was okay, yeah. I guess. They got to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went to college, so I'm so happy about that. So, yeah. Other than that, did we make the 10 minutes?
Yeah, we did. We almost 20. So that's good.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, that's it. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. We finished. Mm-hmm. Aww.